I think it's a big problem generally all over the country, and it's perpetuated basically, I think, by people who are primarily ignorant. First of all, the women do not know their rights. And then secondly, you have so many, you know, men who are perpetrators of sexual and even gender-based violence who also do not know exactly what it entails. So it is an issue, yes. It's quite endemic.
So when you talk to the local chiefs there about their customs and about men and women relationship, and now you say that sometimes some of their practices could be amounted to gender-based violence, what do they tell you?
Well, from my experience, I find that a lot of these practices are rooted in ignorance. People will tell you it's our culture. And of course, culture is not easy to change. But the moment you begin to explain to them how sometimes culture can be repugnant, then the awareness starts, and then they don't realize that actually all we've been doing all this while has been violating the rights of one group of people, and especially a vulnerable group that actually should be protected. Because don't forget that gender-based violence is not only meted out to women, but even to the youth who are traumatized for life. So I find that sometimes it's ignorance. A bit of the times, there's a bit of recalcitrance and people are adamant. But when you explain to them the repercussions, the ripple effects, and the fact that it actually violates the basic law of the country, then you find that there's a shift. But it also entails robust and constant education. This is not a paradigm shift that you can effect in one day. It has to be progressive and it has to be consistent before it becomes ingrained.
Who are you targeting in this campaign? Is this just women or also men and young people are included?
Actually, we started off targeting women, and I'm happy to say that even as the program continues to be rolled out, we've already reached almost 850 women in 3 IDP camps. We have just one more IDP camp to reach. However, the feedback I get already is that the women themselves are asking that in future, such initiatives should include particularly the perpetrators. The women are asking that they want to be in the same forum and have these issues discussed with those that they deem perpetrators. And that for me is a positive thing, because in the past it was difficult to have men and women sitting together discussing such sensitive issues. So for women now to be advocating that, no, we want to continue these initiatives, but have the men with us, particularly those we perceive as perpetrators of these unfortunate practices, for me is a step in the right direction, and it shows that we are doing something right.
Of course, this is a long process. What role can the UNMISS field office play in combating gender-based violence?
Well, again, the messaging from the participants, as I said, is to continue to organize such awareness-building programs. But they've also themselves asked for continuous engagement through radio programming like this. They would like to have us help them to get on air so that the message can spread wide. I'm also informed that the Minister of Gender was there for the session with the Women's Union, and she herself admitted that every woman, in a sense, is subjected to GVD, and says that the ministry is conducting a survey, you know, but they need help. So we can also lend our expertise in this area. We have a robust gender unit. We also have an integrated approach to the way we work at the field level. So human rights, gender, the necessary, you know, sections, child protection, we can come together. We do it already, actually, and we support the various line ministries. So I think that aside having awareness building programs, we can continue.